gentlemen. Senior Deathmatch correspondent Tim Crockett in the luxurious home movie theater at El Rancho del Crockett. Joined always by the luxurious Scotty motherfucking Ceriti.
This place is a goddamn pit.
It's not a goddamn pit.
I'm not discrediting your decor. I'm saying this is actually a pit.
Is it? It don't look like one.
We're underground.
No, we're not underground. Is it underground?
There's a...
What? It's not flooded. You gotta give me credit for that. It's not flooded. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna be watching XPW's Hostile Takeover because Scott has never seen it. And I sold him on it just by telling him the first match.
Yes, he did.
So, what we're going to do is we're going to go watch it, and then we're going to review it after viewing. So, here's some tasty jams for you on the autopsy.
Thank you. nice bed with a rolling pin.
The fuck are you talking about?
Out of my shit. You can fashion yourself a plank of shit between you and the floor that will act as a mattress.
Is this thing on? Hello?
Are you fucking asshole?
So, Scott, what'd you think of XPW, yo?
Oh my god, that was like pushing a rock up a mountain.
Was it? Were there any hidden gems on it, Scott?
Yeah, Juventud and Guerrero talking for 20 minutes.
That's not a hidden gem, that's a bad thing.
No, it's a hidden gem. Do you know why it's a hidden gem?
Why?
Because if you watch the event, they tell you, oh, we're only going to show you highlights from the juice bar. And then they show you the whole fucking juice bar, but highlights from Hoovy's match.
Of course, because that's how things work, bro.
I don't understand.
It's XPW, dude.
I don't. Once Psychosis won the first match, I should have been more trepidatious about watching the rest of the show.
That's a bad sign when Psychosis goes over in the opener.
In the opener, yeah. That's never good.
That's never a good sign. Oh, God.
Never good. Someone get me a location on the Hardcore Homo. I think he died in 2001, but Tim says that's not true.
No, he's still alive.
I think he died after that table bump. From fucking Supreme.
I'm gonna do the research on Señor Ángel.
I'm gonna shit my pants on your bed.
That sounds bad. That sounds real bad. Don't do that, please. Apparently he's still active according to Cage Match.
A 3.33 rating.
I know. What do you expect from a guy whose only career consists of diving off of incredibly tall shit?
New Jack?
Yes.
But New Jack's more beloved.
True.
So? What's the Hardcore Homo's problem?
I don't fucking know.
When was his last match?
Let's see. 2019 for Lucha Vavoom.
Oh.
Crazy Chicken number 2 and Crazy Chicken number 1 defeat Chupacabra and Dirty Sanchez. Yes, Angel's wrestling as Dirty Sanchez for Lucha Vavoom. I wish we had cameras on Scott's face right now.
Hang on, I'm gonna do research of my own here.
What do you mean you're gonna do research on your own? I just told you about it.
I said research of my own, first of all, and I've still got questions, dude. I'm sorry.
Well, would you feel better if I told you he made a UEW appearance in 2006?
Did he?
Yes. He wrestled KRS-Kaz, whatever the fuck that means. I don't know what it means.
Oh, the exploding ring scaffold matches on YouTube.
Oh, yes. Because after XPW, I'd like to cleanse my palate with more XPW.
And that's what I'm here for.
Right? What'd you think of the ladder match between Chaos and Chris Hamricks?
That was a really good match.
I told you.
I'm not a big Chris Hamricks fan, but...
I told you it was good. But you didn't listen to me. I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me? Did you like, Funker versus Shane Douglas in the main event?
I really liked Funk versus Shane Douglas in the main event.
Are you just saying that because you absolutely love Terry Funk?
I am absolutely just saying. No, I really... That was a good match.
I thought so, too.
That was a good match.
With Lizzie Borden getting fucking stripped and then Shane Douglas getting choked out with her G-string.
Favorite moves. The Circumciser. The Testa Twister. The Angel Job. The Flying Fairy. The Fisherman Suplex, the Flying Moonsault Splash, the Quickie Licky.
These are all Angel's moves you're going through?
The Guillotine Leg Drop Suicida and spanking his opponent.
These are all his moves you're going through?
Yeah.
Good fucking golly. Miss Molly.
He apparently feuded with Rising Sun and Rev X.
Interesting. Apparently he's in a movie called Hero Man?
Finishing moves, Bathhouse Bomb.
Oh god.
And he was Johnny Angelface Chavez in SWF.
Interesting.
What do you find him on under Cage Match? Because I just searched the Hardcore Homo and I'm not happy with my search results.
I just searched Angel.
Angel.
Yeah. Cage. Or Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah, because that article didn't look like it was.
Yeah, that's all I searched was Angel.
Wait, is this it?
Is it?
Is like it trained by Johnny Rods? No.
No. That's probably Angel from the Baldies you're confusing him with.
Oh, dear God.
I love that's how you're instant reaction. Oh, dear God.
California, USA, I would assume?
Yes. That's probably it.
Angel!
Ooh, yeah! That's what I say!
Yeah, my coworker Juan just sent me fucking a teaser video for the Static X reunion show.
Oh boy!
202 pounds.
Yeah.
Beginning of in-ring career. 1998. Angel, better known by Lucha Vavoom aficionados as Dirty Sanchez, has very little physicality, physique, or ring skill to rely on. What he does have, however, is tons of charisma and the ability to work a crowd. Though he could serve as a mid-card attraction at the indie level, his gimmick exceeds the taste of what would be standard for TV-14, which derails any chance of him being seen on any major or secondary promotion, thus limiting him to the Lucha Libre-style promotions. Dear promoters, book Angel. I want to give him an intro.
You want to give him an intro?
Get me the hardcore homo.
From West Hollywood, California?
With an official weight of 202 pounds.
The other 2 pounds being cock meat.
Absolutely. He mainly sticks around to California, really.
I believe it.
Lucha Vavoom's California, isn't it?
I think. Could have sworn they traveled out on occasion.
Los Angeles. You know, when you started talking about that match, you were like, Crazy Chicken 2, my first reaction was, he didn't tag with Crazy Chicken 1, and I want absolutely nothing to do with the rest of this match.
No, I said Crazy Chicken 1.
No, you did, but the way they phrase it on Cage Match when they put 2 first makes it seem like, oh, it's going to be Crazy Chicken 2, and also El Rat Durang, you know? It's going to be, it's like not going to be Crazy Chicken number 1, but then you said Crazy Chicken number 1, and I was like, okay, I'll allow it.
Well, we better start booking the Crazy Chickens.
Okay.
Okay, sure. Crazy Chickens.
Crazy Chickens versus the Ugly Ducklings versus the Hooligans versus the Gymnastic Boys.
Versus the Space Pirates.
No. Too much for one match.
Too much?
Hang on, wait.
What?
Hooligans.
Yeah. I hope the mic picked it up.
Ducks.
Ducks.
Gymnasties.
Yeah. What the fuck is this show?
Space Pirates.
What the fuck is this show, man?
I don't know.
What are we, fucking 10?
Yes.
I'm trying to think the rest of the fucking card. Oh, I'm sure you didn't like Hoovy's match.
I fell asleep four times.
Fell asleep 4 times at the juice bar. God damn. What the fuck are we?
We can't release this.
Oh, we can. I'm releasing it. Hard.
Oh, God.
I'm so gonna fucking release it.
Jim, cut this out.
No, don't cut anything.
I'm gonna send you Spooky Kid Treehouse songs to play in, as a podcast episode.
That works.
There you go. Edit everything before this out. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Don't edit anything.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
I already did the welcome before.
Well, he edited it out. I told him to edit everything out.
He can't just edit on the fly like this.
Yes, he can.
No. We're not recording it live.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Oh, ye of sucketh the dingus. I gotta pull up the rest of the fucking card now. Because I forgot what it was.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Did you like Pogo the Clown's match?
No.
Against Sandman? You didn't?
He hurt the Sandman.
He broke his whibs?
He hurt the Sandman, he broke his whibs.
Did you like Mexico's Most Wanted versus...
That, you know, surprisingly.
You liked it?
I really liked that match.
I did too. I thought it was really cool, like Lucha-esque contest. I thought it was neat. With fucking... with Muhammad XL.
Muhammad XL, man.
That's something that needs to fucking come back. Fucking Muhammad XL. What did you think of Angel's match? Since we didn't really talk about it. We just talked about Angel.
It was television.
It was TV.
Yeah.
It was TV. The only match left to discuss is really Vic Grimes and Altar Boy Luke and Little
that
Vito.
That was a really good match.
I told you. Fucking Vic rules, dude. That man moves for a big man.
That was a fucking biz hanger.
It was a...
Throw me those pillows.
Okay.
Beach ass.
Beaches?
Beach ace.
What is this?
Beaches? Yeah, you can eat those Reese's.
You've been holding out on me.
No, I haven't. I've been eating them, like, for the past 2 weeks. I haven't been holding out on shit. Fucker. Scott. What? Rating. Do you give XPW's Hostile Takeover?
I give this show a solid 6.
You give it a solid 6?
Better than average, not by much.
I feel that's a very good rating.
High five.
Yay!
Yeet! Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoy this little tiny itty-bitty baby episode.
It's a baby episode. It's doable.
It's a baby episode of dipping my toes back into the podcast world, seeing what I want to do with it.
Pretty much.
You know.
I like it.
Go buy Tim's art book.
Yeah, buy my art book.
MadCloud.com. Art books.
Books, yes. My photo books.
There's 2 photo books.
Yes. Bleeding Buckets Part 1 and 2. They're on MadCloud. Just search their names.
And Part 3 is going to be Die Harder.
No, it's going to be called International Incident. I have to travel around the world. I don't know how long that's going to be, though.
So do book 3 is Die Harder, and then keep working on the traveling one amongst your travels, and just keep putting out photo books in the meantime until International Incident's ready to go. Make it a passion project.
You're not my dad.
I am, though.
You wish you was my dad.
I will beat the red out of your beard.
Okay, well, we're going to go before Scott beats the shit out of me. Here's a song for you. I love you. Bye, kids.
Fists!
I